Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here in the Faith and Freedom Show. Frank Talk 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. And again, I'm going to try to address these things from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Before, and I just want to encourage those of you who are listening to maybe feel a bit browbeaten because of the whole 501c3 church thing. My encouragement is deal with things according to truth. Get to the truth. Okay, that's really what it comes down to, is really knowing what's true and not having an air or facade of credibility. Do what's true in spite of the cost, in spite of the price, in spite of the financial benefit. In fact, you fair tax libertarians, don't be talking about constitutionality and fair tax in the same breath. Shame on you, and if you object to what I just said there, of course, I have a fairness doctrine, toll-free 888-850-1872. Caller, thank you for calling Frank Talk 104.3. What's your question or comment?
Hey, David, you were talking about Goldman Sachs before you went to the break.
Yes.
And I got to tell you something. These guys walked away with the Holy Grail. These guys must have been laughing all the way to the bank, no pun intended. They're sitting there, and then they probably all broke bread afterwards. This $550 million... from what I heard, is different accounts I heard they stole $60 trillion, but it was in the trillions of dollars that they sucked out of all these economies around the world, including the stock market, which left a lot of people broke, including me. And $550 million, it's not even parking meter change. It's
no, you're change. Right. I agree with you.
Nothing.
I agree with you.
And they said that in yesterday's stock market, they wouldn't be surprised if Goldman Sachs wasn't behind the downturn in that market yesterday, where they sucked out even more life out of it. These guys are shrewd. They're scoundrels. I would have been happy to see them all put in behind bars, which didn't happen. And why is that? Because they're all complicit with everybody in Washington gives to these guys. Plus Goldman Sachs. Look how they control Washington. Goldman Sachs. They're all over the place. Paulson was a former Goldman Sachs guy. They're all in there. The new Supreme Court justice that they're thinking about putting in, she's from Goldman Sachs. They were in there in the Bush administration, every administration we had. And it's shameful that, to me, it was just a dog and pony show. It was nothing but a slap on the hand. And these guys, after that, find out that they had to pay $550 million, they must have went out partying afterwards.
Well, I got to tell you, your comments are very sophisticated, and it's right on track. You've obviously been paying attention to what's happening in the news, and I'm just going to read something. It was an article in Reuters yesterday about what you just said.
Okay.
Said gold dropped to its lowest level in more than a week on Friday as weak U.S. inflation data, heavy inflows to government bonds from the equity, blah, 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 blah. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to summarize what happened in the article from that point on.
Okay.
The article was kind of confounded at what they were seeing. It says gold prices ended the week 2% lower. It said there were gold swap operations. There was a discouragement that basically nobody's willing to spend any money. And kind of, I was talking to somebody I heard from a Walmart executive who's paying attention to how people are buying things. And what it is used to be that everybody would go right on payday and start buying their groceries and do their spending because that's when they were getting paid. Well, it turns out people aren't even making it to payday anymore. And the only thing they're buying is baby formula and diapers, the bare bones and the bare bones staples of survival.
Yep.
And it used to be they could hold off till payday. And Walmart executives are noticing that we can't even hold off till payday to get those things that are absolutely necessary for survival. And the kind of things people are buying right now are the low end. We're talking rice instead of hamburger. Okay, so now this article that came out in Reuters, and I'm going to go back to your comment. It talks about this shift into treasuries and the fall of the gold and the fall of the stocks and all based on news of people cannot buy anything. Well, what's happened is if you read the article and you just pay attention to it, what's happened is kind of confounding them. How come gold under this situation is all of a sudden took a plummet and then plateaued? It was like a upside down plateau. How does it do that? It's because
manipulated.
It's manipulated. Yep. In fact, AIG admitted that they were manipulating stocks and other things. So I think your comments are very sophisticated, and I want to know, what do you do to pay attention to these things? How do you know this stuff was happening? You made comments on this.
Well, I'm involved in the stock market. Unfortunately, I would tell anybody out there to make sure you stay away from it. I got my head handed to me. Unfortunately, and I have good companies, but it's not the company's fault that I have. And so I have to pay it. I have to try to do as much as I. And I don't even have a computer, David. I have to listen to the radio. I have to get stuff from things I hear or a little bit I read. And a lot of it's common sense. You just kind of watch, and sometimes you can't put the finger on it, but you know it stinks from here to high heaven.
Okay? Right.
And I got to tell you something. I think part of that response too yesterday with the stock market going down. I think it would have been I think the stock market probably would have gone up. I think it lost
200 points.
Points,
yeah.
Yesterday, was it?
That's
or
right.
Whatever the heck it was. It was a substantial amount. I think if some people at, of course, I realize it wasn't criminal yesterday, the charges, but I think if some people at Goldman went to prison, I think you would have had a difference in the stock market. I think it would have been the other way around, where it would have been to the upside.
Oh, I agree, because everybody knows that they're connected.
And here's what's happening. Nobody, the only people that ever gone to jail is back in, I think it was under Clinton, with the Enron thing and WorldCom and Tyco, where some people went to jail. You got the Ken Lay, and I can't remember the other guy from Tyco. He's still sitting in prison with a $20,000 curtain for his bathroom, whatever, that guy.
Right.
But at least when people go to prison, it instills confidence. Right now, people, they got wiped out, and now there's no confidence because nobody's going behind prison. They say, well, heck, nobody's paying the price. Why should I put my money into with these crooks, knowing that it can happen again and nobody's going to get punished for it? All these guys get golden parachutes and they all live happily ever after. Well, I have nothing. I was raped.
Okay, now I want to bring up something else I think is close to your heart. I'm going to read the new article that I was going to go to. Okay? It's Agriculture Bank of China has a $19.3 billion. There's an initial public offering of Agriculture Bank of China. Now, if you read the article, it goes on to say that their initial public offering for the fourth, bank to go public in China, it's either the worst or tied with the worst in its performance, and they need money. They need capital. So they're going to say, hey, come buy our stock for, listen, 165% of the actual value. And this is a bank that's in trouble, that has had some bad loans. And there's a whole bunch of economic statistics we could go through to show that how are they going to make profits in the near future? But think about this. They want, basically, they're trying to raise $15 billion by selling, making public their shares of ownership. Even if they make a profit, and whether or not the stock goes up or down, who's to say that you're going to get any return on this stock? These guys in China, the government of China, is making a determination of whether or not the stockholders can get any money.
Who's offering it, David? Is it J.P. Morgan or Merrill Lynch or I don't even know all the players anymore.
Well, what they do is
make an initial public offering. Do you know?
Well, what it is, it's there is a list here.
Yeah, because usually our banks that are handling it, God forbid.
Okay, it's CICC, Goldman Sachs of all people, Morgan Stanley.
Again?
Okay, listen up. You got to listen up. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley led the Hong Kong offering with J.P. Morgan, Macquarie, Deutsche Bank, and AG Bank's own securities unit also involved. Now, the question is...
Same cast of characters, David.
They want you to take, and they were so excited about this initial public offering.
I'm sure they were.
Now, if it was at half of its actual value, that might be a deal. The problem is... Those guys are controlling their own value. They can control the value of their stock. They could take all your money and do horrible things with it next week. So even if they sell it at 0.5 the value, they could make it so that it ends up in 2 weeks, the whole company worth about a quarter of its current value. They can do anything they want. And even if they make profits, they can decide to take that profit and give it to the government of China or its corporate executives or do it with anything they want with it. And you, what are you going to do as a stockholder?
Yeah, I know it's probably being offered either on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, which has guidelines. don't make me laugh.
Well, yeah.
There are some guidelines that they have to follow and whatnot, but I'll tell you the part that makes me more skeptical and dubious about the whole thing is not so much China making the public offering, but who's doing the initial public offering for them. When you mentioned Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch, Deutsche, and a couple others, there you go. Same cast of criminal characters that the banking cartel.
Okay, you're obviously a savvy investor.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have lost what I lost, you know?
Well, I mean...
But then again, a lot of smart people did, too, so I guess I can't...
Well, you know what this tells me? I see manipulation. I see the gold values or the gold prices go down just a little. Just really just a little. It makes me think that right now is a good time to buy gold, that this $1,185 per ounce is actually a good deal. Nobody's sponsoring us.
They don't want that gold going up, but they're having a hell of a time fighting it, Dave.
I know.
They don't want that gold going up, but it's kind of a war of who's going to win out on this one, and some people are going to say the gold's going to win out, but we'll have to wait and see. But these guys are powerful, so I don't know.
Well, you know, the whole point of this, you know, I try to talk about things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. So what I'm going to do now, based on our discussion, I appreciate your call because it I didn't have to read the articles. We can discuss them without reading it.
All right, I'll let you go.
No, don't go anywhere. Don't
okay.
go anywhere.
Right.
The point, you know, we've always got to come to some substantive point here. And the point is, if you know the nature of man, and that they're fallen and they're depraved. And why do we need government, said John Locke? Because men are corrupt, vicious, and degenerate. We can see what's happening. There's a mayhem happening, so you can predict that there's mayhem coming your way. So I say, hedge your situation with some wisdom. I think if you go out on a limb and try to speculate right now, you're probably going to get your head cut off.
Well, there's also another side of looking at this, too, if we want to look at the silver lining or something. All right, you just said something that was very important. Wall Street survives on greed and power and money, okay? So they know that they can't chase. If they chase everybody out of the stock market and whatnot, they're doomed. They won't have their fast sports cars, their beautiful homes, their lavish lifestyles, their parties, all their mistresses, okay? They need us to prop them up. So sooner or later, they're going to have to do something to prop this whole market up and get this thing rocketing again, to get suck everybody into it all over again. And they probably wait 6, 7, 8 years to pull the same scam all over again. Don't you think?
Well, I think so.
I don't think the curtain's all the way down yet. I think the curtain's going to come back up, and everything's going to be sound nice and cozy, and we're going to protect you now, and everything's fine. Come back in the waters. Don't just put your toe in the water. Come in all the way. There's no sharks. Everything's nice.
And you know what? I mean, you would probably guess, my guess is, as I just see it, that they're the guys who are really influencing and controlling the legislators.
Yep.
And I look back at England and what was happening prior to England and manipulation of the government and the battles between government people trying to protect the constituents from this undue control by these very strong powers. And then the other guys who are in the pocket of these undue, you know, these people that have too much power. I want to tell you something. As I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about why are we going to where the government is controlling industries and taking, you know, the global socialist power takeover. And what I realize is, those guys who are really in power, and that's the financiers, et cetera, they've lost control. And if they can basically get a funding stream out of all the people controlled by those people they control in the legislature, that things are going to go well with them. Hey, thank you for the call.
All right, good show. Thank you.
We're going to be back. Faith and Freedom Show. Check us out on the web at faithfreedoms.org. Give us a call, 888-850-1872.